You know, a lot of people do not really understand Tu B'Shvat. It's one of those days where, you know, people eat fruit. They eat some Eretzral fruit. I remember when I was in elementary school, every year my assistant principal would walk into our classrooms and give us a bag of Buxer and we'd chew on this leathery, hard fruits, and, you know, it would become almost like a game, like who could actually eat it and, you know, chew it without breaking their teeth. I feel like a lot of people do not fully understand it. And I'd like to just add some insight, perhaps, into how we can capitalize on this day today and to be able to think about what does Tu B'Shvat actually mean. Unfortunately, beyond the fruits, a lot of people just view Tu B'Shvat as another day when there's no tachanun. Not only there's no tachanun, the Shulchan Aruch tells us, a chassan even doesn't fast when there's Tu B'Shvat. Rav Yaakov Emdin in his Siddur says, even only a tainus chalom would be able to be fasted on Tu B'Shvat. There's a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg in the name of Rabbeinu Gershom that if a tzibor needed to declare a fast day because of famine, they cannot do so on Tu B'Shvat. So it's very odd, meaning that it seems incredibly powerful that Tu B'Shvat is this day when we are, while at the same time, it's not fully yontif, it's not fully a chag, but yet there clearly are halachos. To the extent is where the Gra says it had literally as a status, right, of a yontif. How could it be yontif? It just seems like it's a day which is a cutoff point from when I take meister from. Meaning it's a technical day of when I know that the fruits that grow before today, we take meister from there, we call them the previous year. But it's just not a yontif. It's not perhaps a holy day. It seems more of a technical agricultural day. In some level, not so different than the first day of Elul, which according to the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema, meaning all the animals which grow, which are born before this date on Rosh Chodesh Elul, then I take Meiser from. Is Rosh Chodesh Elul a Yontif? Would anyone say that on Rosh Chodesh Elul we should have a Behema Seder, like we have a Tu B'Shvat Seder? Maybe we should. Maybe Gavaldik, we could sit around having bison and all different kind of exotic animals and meats. Could be. Right, but no one says that. No one says that Rosh Chodesh El is also a yontif. Like we have Tu B'Shvat, we don't have the halachos, so we don't have tachanun, we don't have all these things which seem to likewise be existing on Tu B'Shvat. Question: so what's going on here? Rav Betzal Rudinsky, Shlita, the Reshiva or Ruvain, and Rabbi Talbus's first cousin, points out in a Sefer Mishkan Betzal that we can't just look at Tu B'Shvat in a vacuum. We have to look at it in the context of the month that it's in. The mazel of Shvat, we know every month has a mazel, has a certain symbol which typifies, which really explains to us what the essence of the month is. So the mazel of Shvat is a dli, a bucket. The goal of a bucket is to draw from the depths, raise the water out of the ground, out of the well, and out of its constricting boundaries to reach its potential and to deliver the water outside of where previously was constricted. Meaning, the goal of Shvat is to begin to think about how can we reach outside of our boundaries, outside of our potential, outside of what we think our potential is, to begin to reach who we truly are. We see this as well from the Pasuk in Kisetze. The Pasuk says, Ki Adam eats Hasada. The man is like the field of a tree. What does this mean? It's a very, you know, vague pasuk. Besides the literal reading of it, many mefarshim explain it b'derech drush. And Rabbeinu Yonah in his Perish on Mishlei explains that just like a field or a vineyard left unworked, not cared for, it will grow wild. It will not produce the type of fruits that has the potential to achieve. Right? We know, those of us who've been in Eretz Yisrael post Shemitah, we know that the 8th year fruits are a lower quality. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always provides for us, but again, because of the fact that the fields weren't worked on, the fruits are not the same. So too, says Rabbeinu Yonah, a person who is not worked, he's not cared for, he's not developed, can never reach his potential. That's our dimyon, that's our comparison to a tree. We have to constantly work on ourselves. Rabbi Fran, Shlita, Rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, in the name of Rabbi Elia Svei Zatzal, the previous Rosh Yeshiva of Philadelphia Yeshiva, explained that that's why humans have the longest childhood on the planet, more than any other animal. that we need to develop ourselves under the care and guidance of our parents. Meaning, while we're home all those years, 18, 20 years, our parents have the ability to help us continue to grow, to develop, to work on ourselves, while before we go out and become independent adults. The goal is to develop ourselves, to work our potential. So how do we do that? How do we begin to see, to understand our potential? So Tu B'Shvat is a great mashal and a great lesson for that. Rav Yoel Teitelbaum, Tzatzal, the Satmar Rebbe, asked, why on Shavuos, which is really the Rosh Hashanah of Peros, as we're judged on Peros, but yet we bring trees and flowers into the shul? But yet on Tu B'Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah of trees, we eat fruits. Right? Nobody decorates their houses with trees and plants on Tu B'Shvat. It's almost backwards. It's counterintuitive. Why is it on Shavuos, which we're judged for Peros, we bring trees into our shul, and on Tu B'Shvat, which is the Rosh Hashanah of trees, we eat Peros? Explains the Satmar Rebbe, because when we look at Peros and we look at the Shorashim and the roots of a tree, there are mirrors of each other. If you want to see how healthy a tree is, you can look at the Peros and see how healthy a tree is. Likewise, a fruit will only be as healthy as its roots. When we begin to think about our Peros, that which we have, that which we produce in this world, it depends how strong our Shorashim are, our roots of our tree are. When we, on Shavuos, we establish ourselves, our Torah is our roots, it's our foundation. And that which we produce the rest of the year, that which is our Peros, our mitzvos, how much we learn, what we accomplish, all that, all our mitzvos, those are all our Peros, that which we accomplish. Our Peros are a reflection of our foundation. One of the great rabbis, Rav Yitzchak Isaac of Zidichov, was once during Tish, had a Tu B'Shvat Seder in his shul, and all the Hasidim were crowding in, trying to get a fruit from the Rebbe, trying to get some Shirayim from the Rebbe's Tish. And he said, Chevra, Chevra, don't worry, everyone will get fruits. There's enough for everybody. These are the Peros that a person eats in this world, and he gets tremendous, better schar, B'Olam Haba. Ve'ilahin, right? And the list we say every single day. But we know one of those things is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Right? The Torah is keneged all of those things which are, we eat the peros in this world. So when we have our peros, our peros, our the Torah that we learn, that's first entrenched on Shavuos as the tree. However, what is it that we do every single day? We sit and we learn. Those are our peros. So when we begin to think about Tu B'Shvat, of course it's a yontif. It's not just any other day. It's not just a technical day of knowing when to give meiser. Rather, it's a time almost midway through the year, right? It's our mid-year break where we look back what we've accomplished this year and we look to the future, what we can accomplish over the rest of the year. How can we go outside of our boundaries? How can we go outside of who we truly are? When we begin to think about it that way, so yes, it's a yontif. It's a special day of reflection, of understanding who we are and what we can be in this world. And now, you know, certainly for us, it's very personal. For those of us who are B'tz Hashem, we're going back second semester. And so second semester is an opportunity to look back and say, what will we accomplish over the first semester? And what could we accomplish going forward for the second semester? We can accomplish amazing, amazing things. And hopefully, B'tz Hashem Yisbarach, this break, this vacation, was an opportunity to recharge our batteries, to go into a strong into second semester, to continue to learn, to grow, to daven, to do mitzvos, to accomplish unbelievable things, even much, much more than we accomplished even over the first semester. So B'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we should take the lessons of the fruit of the trees of Tu B'Shvat to be able to grow like the dli outside of our boundaries, to go outside of what we perceive we can grow, to be able to truly reach our potential in this world. Hatzlacha Rabbah, have a great second semester.